So I want to get into some of your cases here, and we've been talking a little bit about neoadjuvant therapy, and I want to actually start out talking about HER2-positive disease, because that's really where a lot of things are happening in terms of neoadjuvant, let's say systemic therapy, in terms of changes. You've talked about these other things in terms of the axilla that have been percolating along for a few years, but now HER2-positive disease has really changed a lot. And maybe to get into that, you can talk a little bit about this 47-year-old woman that you saw.
Sure. So, as you suggested, the HER2 positive subset has received a lot of attention, which is very good for our patients. There are many more agents that are available now for the HER2 positive group, and we're using more of them in the preoperative setting, and we're seeing very high rates of pathologic complete response. So, this an example from my practice, a 47-year-old who presented with the clinical T2N0 ERPR negative HER2 positive invasive ductal cancer. We know that this subset in particular, the hormone receptor negative HER2 positive group, has very high rates of pathologic complete response. And so these patients we routinely treat with pre-op therapy. And so this patient we actually treated on a clinical trial that we're running called DAPHNE. And in this study, patients receive THP, so trastuzumab and pertuzumab on the chemotherapy backbone of just Taxol. And they receive THP times four. And then we repeat their imaging again. As I suggested earlier in my practice, I like to use MRI both pre-treatment and post-treatment to give an assessment of response. And if someone looks like they've had a complete radiographic response, if they've had a complete clinical response, then we proceed to surgery. And this patient did, in fact, have that. We performed a lumpectomy and a sentinel node biopsy. Her sentinel nodes, we did test them intraoperatively, and all three were negative. So we did not do a lymph node dissection. And then her final pathology came back with a pathologic complete response in the breast. And again, three negative nodes on final pathology. And so on this clinical trial, patients who receive a PCR with simply the THP preoperatively, they do not get any additional systemic chemotherapy postoperatively. They simply go on to continue their antibody therapy for a year. So we're identifying women who achieve a PCR with antibodies and a very limited amount of chemotherapy, and then eliminating the additional chemotherapy out back. So a de-escalation scheme, if you will, for that HER2 positive subset that has an excellent response. And this is something that we are seeing more and hearing more about, and there's actually a very large trial being designed now within the cooperative groups to test this concept in a much larger population of women.
I think it's really important for the surgeon to know about because, I know usually you leave things up to the oncologist, but this is really an important quality of life, again, quality of life issue. And your institution piloted the use, Sarah Tulaney had a trial in the adjuvant setting where paclitaxel was used instead of docetaxel. And most oncologists find paclitaxel much better tolerated. So it's a big difference. But the big neoadjuvant trials use docetaxel. So I think this is really important that you've demonstrated this kind of efficacy and a much more, what do you see when you see people getting paclitaxel pre-op as opposed to docetaxel? Can you see a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Patients experience far fewer side effects. Many patients come back in after, receiving their THP pre-op, and you can't even tell that they've been on, they don't have the appearance of being a chemotherapy patient. So it seems very well tolerated. And it's really, again, as you said, it's very important for the surgeon to be part of that team and that decision-making preoperatively to understand what the criteria are going to be to decide that a patient will not get chemotherapy out back if they've had this PCR, but to also be able to say, hey, this particular patient, she didn't have as good of response as we would have liked with THP. I know you're going to give her more chemotherapy, so let's go ahead and do that before we go to surgery so we can get the maximum benefit from that pre-op therapy as far as our surgical outcomes. So again, we love to identify the women who aren't going to need more treatment. But as a surgeon, I think it's very important to stay involved in that decision-making because if this particular patient, again, if that MRI after THP still showed significant residual disease in the breast or, potentially residual disease in the nodes, then I would have had a conversation with my medical oncology colleague and I would have said, if I take her to surgery now, she has not had a PCR, so therefore I know you're going to recommend AC out back. So instead of doing that out back, let's do that before surgery so I can give her the maximum benefit of downstaging the breast and the axilla.